So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hasecher Esachamor Loilichoi Bahar, Loilichoi Bebeka. If a person rented a donkey on the condition that he traveled only over the mountain, but instead he traveled through the valley, or vice versa, Bebeka Loilichoi Bahar, on the condition that he traveled only through the valley, but instead he traveled over the mountain, Afila Zu Eser Milin Vizu Eser Milin, Umesa Chayev. Even if the distance of both routes was the same, if the donkey died, the Secher is liable to pay the owner. At this point, the Reisha implies that he is chayav regardless of the cause of the donkey's death. The Mishnah, however, continues and says that whether he is chayav depends on the cause of the donkey's death. Hasoichra es hachamor loylicha bahar vaylicha bebika. In the case of where he was to travel over the mountain, but he traveled through the valley. Imechlika potter. If the donkey died because it slipped, the Secher is not liable to pay because, as Rashi explains, bahar ru'i lahachla geyser. The possibility of slipping in a valley is less than on a mountain, because a valley is not as steep, while a mountain is steep on all sides. However, if the donkey died because it overheated, the Secher is liable to pay, because shahabika mala hevel yaser. There is more foul air in a valley than on a mountain, because the valley is enclosed from all sides, while a mountain is exposed to the air. Loilicha bebika veilicha bahar. In the case where he was to travel through the valley, but he traveled through the mountain, the halacha is in the reverse. If the donkey died because it slipped, the Secher is liable to pay. Because Bahar ru'i lahachlik yaser. If the donkey died because it overheated, the Secher is not liable to pay because Shabika mala hevel yaser. However, if the donkey overheated as a result of climbing the mountain, the Secher is liable to pay. The Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha, the loy kumaflik, or Maishna Seifa, the kumaflik? Why in the Reisha the Secher is chayiv even if it was not hechlika or hochama, while in the Sefer the Secher is chayiv only if it hechlika or hochama? The Gemara offers four explanations. Ami debei Rabbi Yannai, Reisha shemesa machmas avir. In the Reisha the donkey's death appeared natural, for which a Secher is usually potter because it's an einus. However, the Secher is chayiv because the owner can attribute the donkey's death to the Secher's change of route, as the donkey was not accustomed to the climate of the mountain or valley. Or, Kagan Shemesa Machmas Uvtsina. In the Reisha, the donkey died from exhaustion, for which a Secher is usually potter because it's an Einus or Mesa Machmas Malacha. However, the Secher is Chayiv because the owner can attribute the exhaustion to the Secher's change of route, that it became exhausted from climbing the mountain or from the valley where there was less air circulation. Or, Kagan Shekisha Nachash. In the Reisha, the donkey died from a poisonous snake bite, for which a Secher is usually potter because it's an Einus. However, the Secher is chayiv because the owner can attribute the donkey's death to the Secher's change of route, claiming that in the original route there would have been no snakes. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Homani Remeir he do Amar kalamavra al dasha balabais niku gazlan." The Reisha is Remeir who holds that if a person does not follow the owner's instructions, he's considered a gazlan. Therefore, since the Secher did not use the donkey as stipulated, he becomes liable for even an einus, an accident. While the Sefer is the Rabbanan who hold kalamavra dasha balabais lo niku gazlan. Even if a person does not follow the owner's instructions, he's not considered a gazlan. Therefore, the Secher is liable only for a pshia, such as hechlika or hochama, but not for an oinus. Mishnah continues. Hasecher es hachamor behevrika, oimu lo harisha cholafanecha. If a person rented a donkey, and it got an ailment in its eye or foot, which prevents it from walking quickly, the owner is not liable to replace the chamor, because as the Shita Mukubetz explains, yoch lishtamish bo yadi hadchak. The donkey can still walk slowly through exertion, and the Secher still has use of the chamor. However, mesa a nishbur chayv lahamad loy chamor. If the donkey died or was injured and cannot walk at all, the owner must replace the chamor because the Secher has no use of the chamor at all. The Mishnah continues. Hasecher es hachamor venasis angaria. Oyim aloy harishal cholafanecha. If a person rented a donkey and it was confiscated by the king's army, the owner is not liable to replace the chamor. Rav explains that it depends on the following. If the army will return the donkey to the Secher before the rental expires, the owner is not liable because the Secher can still get used to the donkey. If the army will not return the donkey, the owner is liable because the Secher cannot get use of the donkey at all. Shmuel disagrees and says, Bein Angari Chezeres, Bein Angari She'en Chezeres. There's no distinction in whether the army will return the donkey or not. But rather, the distinction is as follows. If the donkey was confiscated on the road to the Secher's destination, the owner is not liable because, as Rashi explains, The army will take the donkey along the Seicha's route. And since the army generally confiscates the donkey only until they find another, therefore, Lech Acharav at Sheyivka B'chamra Achar. The Seicha should follow the army until they find another donkey and return his donkey, and he can still get used to the donkey. If the donkey was confiscated on a different road that did not lead to the Seicha's destination, the owner is liable because the Seicha is not obligated to follow the army to get back the donkey.